One thing that we all know about the New England Patriots is that they are mega cheaters. There are a couple of things we can roll out, a couple of items we can roll out of evidence as evidence, including that time that they stole other people's playbooks, including that time that they illegally videotaped other people's play signals.
Now that they got busted for.
And including that time where they illegally deflated the footballs. Now we find out that when the Steelers were there yesterday in New England playing the football, that mysteriously over their headset, which were operated by New England, they weren't getting just their own chatter and play calls, but something, wink, wink, was mysteriously, wink, wink, laying in the audio of the play calls from the of the play-by-play from the Patriots radio.
Mike, there was an ESPN report that your radio went out, your communication.
That's always the case.
Here?
Yes.
Well, you're saying that every time you play here, you have radio.
I said what I said.
Mike, what exactly happened? You just didn't have any communication?
We were listening to the Patriots radio broadcast for the majority of the first half on our headsets.
The coach to coach or the coach to quarterback?
Coach to coach.
Coach to coach.
Is there anything you can do when that happens? Do you alert the officials? Did they shut down their headphones? I mean, what are you?
We let the league officials on site handle it, is what we did.
Mm-hmm. Did you get satisfaction?
Eventually.
Eventually.
That sounds like something like that you would say to somebody.
They brought us some Reese's Pieces peanut butter cups.
Did you get some
satisfaction? And we got satisfaction. They brought us some Snickers, and we were really satisfied.
Honey, how's your marriage going? Did you end up getting any satisfaction?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. And here's the thing that's so silly, okay? This is the richest, this is the wealthiest football team in the United States, one of the biggest and wealthiest sports companies in the entire world. And they can't even broadcast one signal across the length of a football stadium so that it can be used by the visiting team. They're telling us that this was just, mysterious accidental glitch. When the fact of the matter is, here at KSL News Radio, all day long, we operate a signal with significantly less money than the Patriots take to operate their, their broadcast, or pardon me, their football game, and we never have any kind of problem with overlaying play calls and things like that over the top of our broadcast.
Well, here's the thing, though, too. The last time that I, can I just say something for a second? Ethan, when I,
what?
Takes the low snap.
I wanted to say something to you because
this would never happen at KSL.
This would never happen at KSL. Okay, so if the I can have a total normal conversation with you,
right?
Even if there is something in my ear. And I'm telling you, Ethan, this is the kind of thing that if somebody gets upset about,
you gauge where you want to throw the football.
Is that Mark Lyons?
So that ball had to carry
Mark,
just a little bit
BYU
further than he wanted,
Nebraska?
And that's why it was overthrown.
Now, that's a long run. So
you know that this happens in real life.
Well, this is embarrassing.
You know that this happens in real life.
What happens in real life? When was the last time? When was the last time
that we did a broadcast and that sometimes technical things can go wrong? Last night when there was 5 or 10 people texting at the beginning of the show. Why is there a giant buzz going over the air right now?
Oh no! Or that time when we were at the Utah State Fair and all of a sudden over KSO radio you heard some adult contemporary soft rock station.
You're listening to the smooth sounds of Jimmy B in the evening and the Nightside Project all at once.
Of course not. I don't believe the Patriots did this accidentally for a second. Oh, what? Magically,
it's not
mysteriously.
About the Patriots. I know that you think that things couldn't happen and that wires couldn't get crossed when it comes to broadcasting things over the airwaves. But the reality is there are technical glitches every week.
And BYU converted.
No, go ahead.
Kobe Pearson.
Not just that, but even during our broadcast for BYU.
But see how distracting that is?
We had technical difficulties last week.
All we're doing is having a conversation, and you can't string 5 words together with that going on in the background. Now imagine managing an NFL game when the opposing team is sabotaging your audio equipment like that. I mean, of course it's going to have an impact on the game. We can't even have a conversation sitting in chairs. These guys are actually playing the football game. And they're standing up. Some of them are running around.
All right, 575-00 is the text number. I just think the cheating is not something that should be taken lightly and be thrown around. You and Jefferson are quick to go, oh, the New England cheaters? And look, this is the team that beat my team in the Super Bowl last year. Well, frankly, the Seahawks beat themselves at the 1-yard line.
No, this is how it happens.
No, but I just
making excuses.
Look, I'm just standing up for the fact that there are technical issues that happen, and when somebody goes, well, it only happens at Foxborough Stadium, that's not true. Every team will tell you that there are things that happen at other stadiums.
And like
Jefferson has a lot of empirical data, apparently, that he hasn't shown us.
All right, we got to take a break.
Based on Mike Tomlin going, oh, yeah, never happens anywhere else.